You could have been a supporter of any football team. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. You could have been following the champions of the Champions League. You could have been, you could have been, you could have been. What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for me, and that's the town where I come from. In Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley, in Bromley.
Hello everyone and welcome to episode 79 of Ravens Weekly, proudly sponsored by our good friends at GPM Group, specialist fire door manufacturers. Delighted to be joined by James today. James, how are we doing?
I'm good, Matt. How are you?
Yes, very well, thank you. In this extreme heat, I think it's one of the hottest days on record ever in the UK, isn't it?
It's crazy. So, yeah, because of that, we're going to keep this one short and sweet because I'm sure a lot of you will be wanting to make the most of this weather and being outside. So, yeah, no, great to be back on and hopefully we can provide some updates. Not too much to go through today. Hopefully we can provide some more news very shortly, but yeah, still stuff to get through today, Matt.
Absolutely, and we're going to start, James, with a little update on a meeting, the AGM actually, that the National League held earlier this week. And whilst there's not too much news, I guess, I think the main points, there's a couple of main points we're going to cover. Starting with obviously the fact that, as you all know, the season is scheduled to start on the 3rd of October, and that remains the case. I know there's been a lot of people, I've seen it on the social media, you know, unsure whether it's going to get pushed back. At the moment, we've been told it's still the 3rd of October. So we look forward to that and hope that that does remain the case. James, there's been a lot of news with the bench kit and the footballs and stuff, hasn't
there? Yes, yes. So one thing to come out of it that Jeff, who's not here today, he's provided us with the information. He was obviously sitting in on the meeting. You'll all be well used to the bright blue benchwear that Neil and his team would be wearing during the National League games. That was produced by Jayco, obviously the club that provides kit for Barnet, you might have seen in the past few years. So Jayco have finished their deal, and we're actually going to be welcoming New Balance into the National League, which for me personally, being sort of involved in the kit and stuff, is actually really, really exciting. I mean, obviously
it's a
huge
top name, isn't it?
Huge brand, obviously been with Liverpool for the past few years.
Celtic as well.
Celtic, there's so some huge teams that they've had. I think I'm right in saying they don't have anyone in the Premier League as of this season. So I think that means, you know, they've probably put that investment into the National League. So yeah, really excited to see what they bring to the league. They're obviously, the footballs are going to be supplied by them as well. So again, a change of football, potentially we could see a different style of play, you know. Footballs can sometimes throw up some crazy games. I think back to the World Cup, and obviously that Adidas Jubilani caused a lot of issues with goalkeepers, with the swerve and dip that some strikers could get on the ball. So who knows, we might see a bit of a change in the style of play in the National League. But yeah, great to have New Balance part of the league. It's really exciting. So yeah, as soon as Jeff told us that, I was buzzing, to be fair. So it's great news.
I wonder if they're going to stick with the bright blue colour.
Yeah, I'm sure that did divide opinion. Before that, Was it always that bright blue? I mean, I think they did some darker colours.
I think there was a navy before. However, obviously, some of the bench kit, the coats particularly, did change to navy last season, didn't they?
Yeah, so that was it. Yeah, so the shirts remain that really bright, fluorescent sort of, I don't know what you'd call it. Yeah, very like bright blue.
Highlighter blue, I guess, almost. Yeah,
exactly. That's all going to be changing. So, yeah, we'll wait to see.
Moving on from that then, another topic Jeff wanted us to talk about briefly. The fixture release date, obviously we'd normally have that information by now, wouldn't we? And we'd normally be planning our away trips and home games and just looking out for those local derbies, those big fixtures at Hayes Lane and things like that, and obviously the midweek journeys. Yep. We've been told to expect the fixtures around mid-September, possibly the first 2 weeks of September, somewhere during that point, we should expect those. So we're really going to look forward to seeing those highlight games, aren't we?
Yeah, exactly. Another sort of mark on our calendars to sort of look forward to. You know, we've got the 3rd of October date, and now we've got sort of the league fixtures release to look forward to in September. I'm sure with the season being sort of almost pushed back and sort of constrained to however months it's going to be, I'm sure we can expect quite a few long journeys in the weeks and things like that. I wonder if they'll still try and sort of get the, you know, the sort of festive periods, usually match they match that up to sort of local games. I wonder if they're going to be able to do that. You know, I'm sure it's going to throw up a lot of new things that all clubs are going to have to sort of deal with. But yeah, going to be really interesting to see when that comes through.
Well, Jeff did actually say, didn't he, that we've been told to expect considerably more midweek games than normal.
I'm sure that goes without saying.
Well, it's understandable, isn't it? Obviously, the season end date, as we've already announced, is still going to be the 29th of May.
Yeah.
So in theory, everything's been pushed forward a month, but we're actually missing 2 months because we're missing August to October, which is 2 months. But however, the season's being extended by a month. So you've got to make up that month shortfall
Absolutely.
In terms of the fixtures, haven't you?
Yeah, so I'm sure there'll be some sort of congestion, but yeah, clubs will just have to...
You know what?
Again.
I think everyone's gonna not going to be bothered.
Exactly. It's
just football's
back. It's a very
back.
Small price
you
to
know,
pay, isn't it?
We'll take it as it comes at us. Yeah. Two games a week, no problem. Yeah. We can't wait to get back,
we'll take
can
that.
We?
Yeah, absolutely. And one final thing that we're going to share with you that Jeff obviously said we can mention is the fact that BT Sport will continue to cover the National League and will be producing their highlight shows, I'm sure, in the same format as they were last season. They'll be covering, I'm sure, plenty of games throughout the season. And of course the playoffs and the playoff final at this time next year. So great to obviously have BT Sport still covering the league. They're massive, you know, in terms of promotion and actually getting the National League across the country and worldwide. So it's always, you know, we still have to sort of pinch ourselves when we do have those live TV games, and the fact that Bromley are on TV, it's just such an amazing thing to be able to say.
It's fantastic, and they've been really amazing with the coverage that they provided. And actually, for a lot of you who won't know, on the internal side last year, just the tech on a match day and the training that they deliver and the actual how it all works on a match day is fascinating.
Yeah, it's extensive. Yeah.
And how it's been developed to actually mean less work after games. James, you know slightly more about that than I do.
Yeah, to be fair, I went on the first course when obviously we were promoted, and I think that was when BT were just starting to do this National League highlight show. Back then we had the camera provided to us, we still do now. And it was our duty to cut down the footage, edit it up, and then provide a sort of highlights package to BT for them to then potentially chop up and change. So, that was obviously, it did provide its challenges. Sometimes the internet would drop out. These are huge files that obviously going on live TV. So something we weren't necessarily used to when we were used to uploading to YouTube and things like that. But as you say, Matt, the past year, I believe it's been introduced that they've now got this new system. It's called an MVP, and it meant that we were allowed to plug the camera straight into this unit, and the footage that we were capturing from the back of our main stand was actually feeding straight into BT Studio over in Stratford, and that was amazing, you know. And it also just cut off that workload of us having to cut down the footage and send it to him. BT were getting it live, and I'm not sure, correct me if I'm wrong, I never actually obviously had the chance because I was at the games, but on their BT Sport score programmer, I don't know if at some point, say if something, you know, amazing happened, an absolute worldy goal, I think they were in a capability of able to actually show that live.
I think you're right, yeah.
I don't know if that did happen, but I'm sure that was available to them. So yeah, mate, it's incredible. I'm sure it'll be very similar. The training day, again, would have been a couple of weeks ago if we're working off the sort of normal football calendar. I've been on that a few years now. Last year it was held at Notts County. And yeah, great to have them here. And I'm looking forward to that training day. It's always good fun and just sort of seeing what new plans they have. And you always get a bit of inside info, so that's always good as well.
And you talk about that BT Sports score programme. It was a real pleasure to have Jeff Brazier and Becky Ives and such like here last year. And Jeff Brazier actually really loves coming here, doesn't he?
He
always says how much he loves it. You see him up in the corner of the stand normally in the camera that's facing sort of behind where he is, and he does the live reports during the games. But that has been a fantastic development. And I think, you know, just the highlight is when they come here, like you said, for the matches, for the home matches. They must be here. I think they tend to arrive the day before, don't they?
Set up.
And all throughout the day, there's just the hustle and bustle of them setting up around the site. But actually, it's only the cameramen that are in the ground, really, and the production runner. And the rest of the team are out in the truck outside. It's all control from there, isn't it?
Yeah. And, you know, the scaffolding goes up the day before, and then they rig in all the cameras. All the wiring around the pitch is actually so extensive, you do forget.
Tripped over that numerous times.
Plenty of times, yeah. it's an absolute operation. I think the fact that they do it on such a wide scale, they've got it down to an absolute T now. And, to have them, again, broadcast in this league, as I've said before, is just amazing for us. And it's huge for the club, especially in this current times. You know, hopefully it means that whilst, you know, there might not be, we've got uncertain times coming, the fact that we have them and the fact that some games can still be shown live on TV, we hope he's going to be amazing. So yeah.
And I know they're always looking for ways to develop their coverage. So hopefully we'll have some more of those this season.
Yeah, absolutely. So that brings a wrap to the National League news that we can give to you this week. We're going to move on to club matters now. And I think the absolute major success of this week, Matt, is I'm going to hand over to you on this, is the return of our summer soccer camp. It's the first week. This is Friday we're recording this on. It's the last day of the first week. And I have to say, Matt, it's been amazing to have all of these young footballers back in. And it's just been a privilege to see them back out there.
Yeah, it's been a really, really successful first week. We've got a fantastic team of coaches here. And I'm going to try and name all of the ones who've worked in week one. A big shout out to Matt Griffiths, who also works in the academy, Harry Honour, Mia Lockett, Lewis Knox, Max Smith, another academy coach, and Sophie Brown, who've been absolutely fantastic this week coaching the soccer camp children. It's been extremely popular, and I think this goes to show just how much we've come on in the community sense in the past couple of years. The spaces for the entire 4 weeks, there's barely any left now. There are a few which can be bought online. But they've just sold so quickly. There's been so much interest. People are gutted if they miss out, and the kids are gutted if they miss out. And I think the best thing to see is just the smiles on the kids' faces, even on a day like today. Plenty of water breaks, yeah. plenty of shade breaks. But it's absolutely fantastic that all of them are really, really enjoying themselves. The parents have had some lovely comments for us and for the coaches, which has been amazing. And it's just nice to sort of inject a little bit of life back into things. And it's really, really great to see. It's been a huge success. So well done to all the coaches on that. They've run a fantastic week. And there's obviously three more weeks left. If you've got a child between the ages of 4 and 11, boys and girls are both welcome. You're more than welcome to bring them down. I said 4 and 11. I meant 4 and 13, actually. We are open to that age group. Bring them down. Obviously, there are no walk-up bookings, so you need to book your place online due to current safety regulations. But all the kids have really respected the hygiene side of it in terms of the hand sanitizing, all the one-way systems, yeah. all the brake systems that we're using as well, and they have brakes and their groups and bubbles and such. They've been an absolute pleasure. I know all the coaches have said. So well done to all the coaches, well done to the kids, and yeah, a really great first week. Really nice to see people around, isn't
it? That's it. That's the main thing. And I suppose in terms of getting them back in, how was the process on doing that? Was there a lot of planning involved? Was there a lot of issues to sort of overcome?
Yeah, there was. But I mean, the benefit that this club has is the fact that the academy has been using the same system yeah. for the past few weeks. So actually, we were a step ahead already. A lot of it was already in place, and we just needed to adapt it to suit the younger kids. And they've all been fantastic. We did a video which detailed the walkthrough system, the one-way system. James, you were great yeah. on that. And Ronin the Raven featured in it. And it really, really was the best way of showing to the parents just how seriously we're taking yeah. this and actually how important it is to stick to the rules. And we can't be in indoor spaces. So they've used the stand, the Glyn Beverley stand, which mm-hmm. is fantastic
yeah.
to cover them in shade yeah. and keep them cool, especially on a day like today.
Yes.
But yeah, there have been different obstacles that the club's had to overcome. But the coaches have really pulled together and worked really hard to do it. So well done to everyone. And yeah, a really great first week. Here's to three more brilliant weeks.
Absolutely. And just to double reiterate that, there are some spaces still left. Head on to our website, www.bromleyfc.co.uk. And there is an article there where you can then go and select the availability and see which days your child can come in on.
Moving on then, yes. James. A slight connection with this one. The Acorn Book Club, I think we mentioned it last week briefly. We're delighted to be partnered with the Acorn Group and Langford Russell in terms of sponsoring our youth teams. And one of their projects is known as the ABC, the Acorn Book Club. And what it does is enables parents to drop off or donate, I should say, pre-loved books of their children, ages 4 to 11, and I have got the age correct that time. And what it does is they collect them and donate to places that really need them, like schools and hospitals, and we have had a few donations this week, which has been great. A really, really nice scheme, James, for the club to associate themselves with.
Yeah, it's amazing, and I really hope that the drop-offs even continue. I'm sure that I'll be able to get plenty of books from home. There's probably plenty of kids' books I've still got at home from my early years, so I'll be sure to bring those in. Yeah, amazing to have this scheme just linking in with our soccer school. And again, it's great to sort of be extending our partnership with Langford Russell. You know, a huge part of the Bromley High Street at the minute. You know, very visible presence. And to have the club aligned with someone like that and a company like that, it's great to have that. And if you are coming into the soccer schools in the next couple of weeks, please do have a look around this weekend, see if you've got any books that you can spare and donate them to those that would really welcome them with open arms.
Absolutely, James. A really, really, really rewarding thing to be able to do to help those who really need those books. So great stuff there. James, I think, again, we touched on it briefly in the last episode, but in terms of summer holidays for the academy, I think it's been about two weeks long, hasn't it?
Absolutely. So yeah, I think we mentioned last week that they were coming back fairly soon, and that has been confirmed as next Monday. So this coming Monday, this is recording Friday, so yeah, the Monday following, they're going to be back for their pre-season training, and we'll be welcoming in the new members of the academy for their first taste of Bromley Football Club. So yeah, it's going to be great for them to come in, also for the coaches to be back again so soon. I know Tom Beaumont and Mark Hammond and the rest of the staff have been working, you know, extremely hard during this period to be able to welcome them back in. There's lots going on up at the academy at the moment. I think they're sorting out sort of the offices and stuff ready for them to get back to work. And I'm sure there's been lots of rearranging of the equipment and things like that up there. So, yep, the academy are back in for Monday. I'm going to do my absolute best to cover their return there. Well, I suppose it's not even a return. We did that on the last bit. So it's going to be their new year. So it's probably their new start even for the academy. I'll be doing my best to cover that. And I'll be getting that out across the social media. I think they've got a few pre-season friendlies booked in the near future. So hopefully they're all, you know, safe to go ahead. But yeah, great to have the academy students back so soon.
Yeah, fantastic, isn't it? And again, it's just going to be great to see more life being breathed into the club and things start to wake up a little bit more. Than we've seen in the past few weeks, as it's all been a bit slow. But, you know, that's expected, and that's what's happened across the board for every single club and the country in general.
Yeah.
So it'll be great to see things start to progress now. And hopefully in the coming weeks we see some first team football, which would be
absolutely
really nice, wouldn't
amazing.
It? But I think that's what everybody listening to this is really looking forward to. And don't worry, we're certainly with you on that. James, I think that's it. We're just going to go for a rollover on the question, aren't we?
We are indeed, yes. So last week we asked the question we wanted to know your favourite moments of the players that were announced to be departing the club. So the likes of your Adam Meckies, Josh Reese, your Jake Goodmans, your
Sam Wood,
of course, Sir Jordan Higgs. So any of those players, any standout favourite memories, could be a goal, could be an assist, could be anything related to their time at Bromley Football Club, please do get in touch with us via the usual methods. That's on Twitter at Bromley FC, Facebook, Instagram at Bromley FC, and you can also email us podcast@bromleyfc.co.uk. So yeah, a rollover week on the question. We'd love to get your responses on that.
And I think that does bring us to the end now, James. As we said at the start, is a short episode today. We hope to have some further news for you in the coming weeks. And I'm sure we're going to have plenty of long episodes soon when things start to happen on the player front and on the restart front, as I think is the phrase being used at the minute, the restart. So we look forward to that. We look forward to bringing you some more news when we have it. But James, thank you for joining me, as always.
Thanks a lot.
Always a pleasure, and we'll see you again next week.
What's all this stuff you're giving us? There's just one team for